I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Krista Hansen, one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo, and with me in the studio is Cy Miller. Cy, welcome.
Thank you.
Today, the topic that we'll be discussing is bike polo. I've seen you guys out on the U of A mall playing from time to time, but for those people who do not know about bike polo, could you just describe the sport?
Yeah, of course. It's basically like hockey or soccer, but we play on bikes on the grass field, and we play with polo mallets that are designed just for bike polo. However many people show up, we divide the teams and play against each other.
And how long has it been in Tucson?
I've been playing for about 12 or maybe 13 years, and I know that people have been playing in Tucson at the same place before that, so I'd say 15 years.
What got you interested in the sport?
I was riding down the road coming back from work, and they were meeting and playing, and they said, hey, you should play bike polo. Of course, I said, as most people do, I can't this week, but I'll be back next week. And then, I saw them again the next week, and I said, okay, I'll stop, and I just started playing. And it's just the known entity that we're going to be there on Wednesday playing bike polo, and it's going to be fun.
So in terms of equipment and bike setup and stuff like that, what is needed or required?
I recommend having a helmet. I wear one. I don't go out of the house without mine. If you wanted to show up and play with us, bring a bike. And we have spare mallets available for people who just want to come and play or try it out.
I remember getting a recommendation from a friend that if I was going to play, I needed to switch my brakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's important. Most of us who play regularly have special bikes for polo, mountain bikes, since we play on the grass. I have one brake in the back, and it's on my left-hand side, which is swapped. You want to play with your mallet in your right hand, and then you want to have your left hand available to brake. And you don't want that to be your front brake, because it's happened before where somebody's gone to brake and they flip over the handlebars because they grab the left brake, which is usually the front.
So there's a slight learning curve with it.
As any sport. I found that people who have played soccer or hockey in the past pick it up pretty well. And of course, bike handling skills come into play. It does take a little bit of practice, but the more you play, the better you get.
Cy, would you say that the sport is dangerous?
Well, we look after each other. We don't want to hurt each other. That said, we are going pretty fast at times, and we're all trying to be where the ball is, meaning we're all trying to be in the same place at the same time, generally. There are things that happen. Accidents happen. We run into each other. Just this past Wednesday, a friend of mine and I collided, and he went down pretty hard. But I heard from him today. He's doing just fine. So it's not like hockey where we fight each other. I mean, we're looking after each other. We like the sport, and we like playing with each other, and we're friends. So we're not going to intentionally hurt each other.
So if people are interested, did you say every Wednesday night?
Every Wednesday, 7:30 on the mall outside of the McHale Center, where they play the basketball, kind of between there and the Flandreau Science Center.
Well, thanks. You actually made me want to come out and try it.
I think you should. Yeah,
sometime,
we're always taking players. We're always taking people.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Cy, thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
If you want to hear more episodes of Pedaling the Pueblo, you can find us at kxci.org.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.